Thank you, Lindley. That was beautiful. And before I start my homily, I want to recognize the Standing Rock UU Church in Bismarck for sending me a traveling solidarity stole. This was made for the Water is Life movement and has been traveling, and I was blessed to receive it, especially on this Sunday where we have the blessing of welcoming a family living in Sanctuary. So I want to send a shout out to Reverend Karen Van Fossen for selecting me as the recipient of this stole that has been by the heart of so many of my friends and colleagues among communities struggling and also actively being living sanctuaries. So, esta mañana hemos recibido una tremenda bendición. Meyer Ling y su familia están con nosotros. This morning we have received an enormous blessing. Meyer Ling and her children are with us. Meyer Ling, Alejandra, Wilmeri, Wilmer, and Meyer Ling's eldest, Paola, who is walking, and her own child, Sokata, is Meyer Ling's granddaughter. Please give them another round of applause to welcome them. So now bear with me as I attempt to make this as bilingual as possible so no one feels left out. Right now, there is a caravan of over 7,000 people escaping violence, hunger, and persecution. It is a caravan of desperation, but also of courage, of deep faith, and a fragile hope, just like the newborn baby who was born amidst the caravan, amidst the pilgrims, last Tuesday, and they named her Guadalupe. Ahora mismo hay una caravana de más de 7,000 personas escapando de la violencia, el hambre y la persecución. Es una caravana de desesperación y también de gente valiente, con una fe profunda y esperanza frágil, como la bebé que nació en la caravana, que la llamaron Guadalupe. The people are risking everything, seeking asylum, looking for an opportunity at a new life, looking for a miracle. But we know that more than 5,000 armed guards have already been deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border, and instead of meeting them with bread, water, clothing, they will be met with hatred and bullets. La gente en la caravana lo arriesga todo, buscando asilo y una oportunidad para una vida nueva, esperando un milagro. Pero sabemos que ya han enviado más de 5,000 guardias armados a la frontera con México. Pero en vez de llegar a ofrecer pan, agua, comida, han llegado con balas y con odio. Here today with us is a family who also risked everything, whose arduous journey included walking and walking for miles, crossing rivers, holding up their little ones so they wouldn't drown, from Nicaragua to Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, and finally to the United States, where they were detained, humiliated, threatened, put in jail, and separated. Right now, Meyer Ling's husband and Paola's husband are still in the detention center in Arizona. But they are here with us in spirit. Están aquí ellos. Don Alejandro y el esposo de Paola están con nosotros, presentes en espíritu y en el espíritu de vida de sus hijos. Esta familia aquí también lo arriesgó todo, iniciando un peregrinaje, cruzando ríos, alzando a sus niños para que no se ahogaran, pasando por tantos países hasta llegar a los Estados Unidos, donde fueron detenidos, humillados y separados de sus esposos que ahora están sufriendo en un centro de detención en Arizona. And I only know a little bit of their story, and I'll give Meyer Ling an opportunity to say a few words although she would prefer not to have to speak in public in front of strangers. But I told her that you're not strangers, that you are friends. So she told me she's shy. She notes it's important for her to tell her story and for us to listen with compassion, to listen and to act, to recommit ourselves to being a living, breathing sanctuary, not just for Meyerling and her family, but for all refugees, for all immigrants. Yo solo sé un poquito de la historia de esta familia. Y le voy a dar la oportunidad a Meyerling para que nos cuente un poquito de lo que han pasado, aunque sé que a ella no le gusta hablar en público. No le gusta hablar donde hay gente extraña, pero yo le digo, aquí no hay extraños. Somos amigos, somos amigas y ahora familia. Meyerling sabe que es necesario que nosotros sepamos su historia y que continuemos luchando con compasión y con un amor incondicional. Que al escuchar su historia volvamos a comprometernos con ser un santuario para su familia y para todas las familias migrantes buscando refugio. I've been spending some time with the family shopping and providing pastoral care. I feel blessed for this opportunity. They are doing the best they can to keep it together. After almost 6 months of being separated from their husbands, from their loved ones, there's still so much uncertainty about the near future. Immigration proceedings are so arbitrary, and some of the judges can be downright cruel. We are holding Meyerling's and Paola's husband in prayer as they wait a hearing date, and we pray that they will be reunited soon. In the meantime, they need our support, and they need to know, they need to feel that they are not alone on this journey. En el corto tiempo que hemos pasado juntas, comprando, cocinando, me siento bendecida de conocer a esta bella y valiente familia. Después de casi 6 meses de estar separadas de sus esposos, ellas viven angustiadas por la incertidumbre. Los procesos de inmigración son arbitrarios, difíciles, y algunos de los jueces son bastante crueles. Seguimos orando con mucha fe para que sus esposos salgan bien y la familia vuelva a ser reunida muy pronto. Por ahora les ofrecemos nuestras oraciones, nuestro apoyo, y esperamos que nunca se sientan solas. Ahora voy a invitar a Meyerling y creo que también a Stephanie para que vengan. Un aplauso.
Buenos días, mi nombre es Meyerling. Todavía no puedo hablar.
Si quiere decirle a mí, yo voy a decir en inglés. ¿No le puede decir lo que es? Sí. Okay.
At least to start with, Meyerling has asked me to tell what I know of her story, which is just a little bit. But I can tell you what a blessing it's been to have her family with us for the last 5 months. They had to leave Nicaragua because of political persecution. They had to leave Nicaragua because of political persecution. Both of the men have been active politically, and their lives were threatened directly, and they would continue to be threatened if they were to go back. So they decided to leave, and they traveled, as Pastora Maria Cristina said, for many months to get here, at a lot of difficulty, as you can imagine, and a lot of hardships. They came here to Eden Church just in a way by chance, but we think there was more than chance because it has been such a blessing to have them with us. They needed to check in with ICE in San Francisco, and they didn't have anywhere to stay. They thought that they were going to go to Fresno. They thought they had a place to stay, and that fell through. And so we realized that they had nowhere to go. And at that time, Meyerling was here with three children, all by themselves. So we converted a room, an office in our church that has a little toilet and a sink and a big closet, which has become the bedroom for Alejandra. And there's a kitchen across the hallway, and they've managed to rig kind of a camp shower. And so they're doing okay. They're doing what they can. Alejandra is in the third grade. She's studying hard, learning a lot, learning some English as well. And then in August, we brought Arlene and I traveled to Arkansas, where Paola was staying, and we drove Paola and her daughter Kata 3 days across the country back here. So that's just a little thumbnail of the logistics and the practicalities. I can't really speak to the experience. Meyerling has shared some of their horrendous story, and we try not to talk about it too much in front of the kids, but they all carry that with them. They're able to talk to their husbands by phone if they send them money, and part of the prison system is that it's exorbitant to make phone calls. The food is so terrible. Both of the men have been very ill at different times. And they're able to buy snacks at a commissary also at exorbitant prices. So they are struggling to keep their spirits together and to keep the men's spirits up. Because as you can imagine, it's hardest for the men because they're all by themselves. I'm not sure what else to add.
Muchas gracias por habernos invitado.
Thank you for welcoming us.
Now the Lord said to Abraham, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abraham went. How wonderful to be invited, to be encouraged, to have the promise of a blessing for daring to go on an adventure and step into the unknown. What a thrill to seek new horizons, new opportunities, and marvel at your own capacity to say, "Yes, I will go." The poet and singer Facundo Cabral, reflecting on the Lord's words to Abraham, says, "That beautiful and wise directive convinced my heart to decide that the world would be my home. I am a nomad made of salt and wood, in love with the dust of the roads. I build my house day to day, and I destroy it again when the sun proposes otherwise. I am a nomad who came to tear down the walls which out of fear the coward built up. Light soaks my spirit entirely, and the trees and the birds echo me, echo my hope. I am a nomad who, because he always leaves, he is always returning. Because everything is circular, and the sun knows this like no one else does. Here I have arrived. You awaited me without knowing me. I am not from here. I am not from there. No soy de aquí, ni soy de allá. But now we are talking about involuntary exiles, where there was no invitation, no promise of a blessing, only fear and uncertainty. Some of us, myself included, came to this country as refugees, seeking asylum. And even after all these years, they still call us mojados, wetbacks, illegal aliens. After members of my family were disappeared, my grandmother, my mother, and I came seeking sanctuary, like many of your ancestors. Like Meyerling and her family and the 7,000 on their way to the border, we came to live. We came to live. We arrived without an invitation. Behind was our homeland, where the rivers ran red with the blood of our people. For years, I thought this involuntary exile was an undeserved punishment, as the saddest part of my life story. But today, I have come to realize that this experience, as a key ingredient of my identity, as well as a gift and a blessing. Even without an invitation, we came to live and to tell our story about our river and about our people. The blessing is in finding my voice to tell this story and to bear witness to the stories of others and making these stories part of my own pulse. I am learning that the invitation is not always to come to the places where we feel wanted or comfortable, but to find the courage to cross borders and to jump over walls of indifference and prejudice. My journeys have allowed me to discover new hope within the landscapes of my own heart and within the shared heart of the communities I serve, including this one, where love abides and no visa is ever required. On our journeys, we are invited to swap bricks for a nomad's tent, to redefine family, and to keep searching for a welcoming spiritual home. Being undocumented, we have had to hide our true selves, deny our names, and live in fear. We have been turned away at the health clinic, our children denied education, our families living in constant fear of deportation and being torn apart. My journey as a Unitarian Universalist has led me here to this place, to this moment, to this holy place we call Star King, to this sanctuary. It is a place where we constantly reinvent ourselves and strive to expand the circle of solidarity and hope as we build the beloved community. Unitarian Universalists have a long history of offering sanctuary and welcoming the so-called stranger. From the Underground Railroad to our most recent statement of conscience, which recognizes immigration as a moral issue, we are called to practice our faith and honor the inherent worth and dignity of every person without exception, acknowledging the immigrant experience. We are called to denounce the consequences of a broken immigration system which breeds violence and exploitation. I am so proud to be Unitarian Universalist, for this is no time for a casual faith. I have said yes to the calling of being a living sanctuary, and I know that this congregation has been saying yes to be in a living sanctuary since the early 80s. I think Evelyn Cormier remembers when this congregation voted to become a sanctuary when the first wave of Central American immigrants came to California. I am so proud of that legacy. So, my beloveds, compañeros y compañeras, may we open each other's hearts to one another today and always, to be each other's compass and North Star and the tent and the refuge. May we always be ready to offer sanctuary to those caught on the margins of the borderlands, and may all our journeys, past and present, be blessed. Blessed be. Amen. And Ashe.